理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 37. It is shown that Phineas Fogg gained nothing by his tour around the world, unless it was happiness. Yes, Phineas Fogg in person. The reader will remember that at 8:05 in the evening, Passepartout had been sent out. He was to find the Reverend and hire him for the next day.Passepartout found the Reverend's house, but the Reverend was not home. Passepartout waited 20 minutes, and when he left the Reverend, it was 8:35. Without his hat, he ran along the street faster than any man before. In 3 minutes, he was in Savile Row again, and he found Mr. Fogg. He could not speak. "What is the matter?" asked Mr. Fogg.
"My master," said Passepartout. "Marriage impossible for tomorrow."
"Why?"
"Because tomorrow is Sunday."
"Monday," replied Mr. Fogg.
"No, today is Saturday."
"Saturday? Impossible."
"Yes, yes, yes, yes," cried Passepartout. "You have made a mistake of 1 day. We arrived 24 hours ahead of time, but there are only 10 minutes left."
Passepartout grabbed his master by the collar and was dragging him along. Phineas Fogg jumped into a cab and promised £100 to the driver. They ran over 2 dogs before they reached the club. The clock showed 9:15 when he appeared in the club. Phineas Fogg had finished his journey in 80 days. Phineas Fogg had won his wager of £20,000. How could this be? The cause of the error is very simple. Phineas Fogg had gained 1 day on his journey because he had always traveled eastward. If he had traveled westward, he would have lost a day. Passepartout's famous family watch, which had always kept London time, would have shown this, if only it had marked the days as well. Phineas Fogg, then, had won the £20,000, but he had spent nearly £19,000 on his way. He divided the £1,000 extra between Passepartout and Fix. He subtracted the cost of the gas from Passepartout's share, though. That evening, Mr. Fogg said to Aouda, "Do you still wish to marry?"
"Mr. Fogg,"
she said,
"it is for me to ask that question. You were ruined, but now you are rich again."
"Pardon me, madam. My fortune belongs to you. If you had not suggested our marriage, my servant would not have gone to the Reverend's. I would not have learned of my error, and—"
"Dear Mr. Fogg,"
said the young woman. "Dear Aouda," replied Phineas Fogg. The marriage took place 48 hours later. Passepartout gave the bride away. Phineas Fogg had won his wager and had made his journey around the world in 80 days. To do this, he used every kind of transport: steamers, railways, carriages, boats, sleds, elephants. But what then? What had he really gained by all this trouble? What had he brought back from this long journey? Nothing, you say? Perhaps so. Nothing but a lovely woman who made him the happiest of men. Would you not, for less than that, make the tour around the world?